This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Vicky's favorite show, favorite comedy is probably Friends. Right, Vic?
It's up there, yeah.
Well, what is ahead of it?
What was the other one? I really liked Game of Thrones for a while, so that was beating it up. But just comedy,
comedy
in general.
Show. Yeah,
just
favorite
comedy show.
And maybe Family Guy?
Family Guy, maybe. Does the Orville count as comedy?
Okay, this is a long... You love Friends. It's a show you know everything about. You quote the hell out of it. It's got to be in your top two.
It hasn't aged very well.
Oh, okay.
So that's why...
How many times have you watched the entire...
In my entire life, at least 10 times. The whole way through.
And what about Orville?
And
what about all the
seasons.
Other ones? And what about all the other ones that could be in your
Orville,
top?
Orville, probably the same.
You've watched 10 times?
Yeah.
Okay.
All Every
right,
episode
so.
You've watched of the Orville 10 times?
Mm-hmm. At least. I keep Holy a lot of shows smokes. In the background and I watch them
Orville,
that way.
Orville's it's a dramedy, whereas Friends is a comedy. But, you know, there's mm-hmm. comedy in the Orville. I guess I was trying to get to Matthew Perry, but I didn't know that. Again, with Vicky, sometimes you take the long road to get an answer and you just don't even know why you're traveling
that
road.
Well, like I said, it's getting
But the first
old.
10 times it didn't age, it aged fine.
Yeah, but I also watched it 10 times 10 years ago.
Fair.
All right, fair enough. All right, so one of Vicky's favorite shows is Friends. Yeah. And Matthew Perry, you know him, right? Chandler, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. You know, he used to make his pregnant ex-girlfriend make drug runs for him? There you go.
Okay.
All right, Matthew. There you go. He's living it.
I feel like that might be a rock bottom moment in somebody's life. At some point, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I can't believe I'm sending a pregnant woman to go get me. And we're not talking about like ibuprofen and like drugs that are prescribed to him, right? Like we're talking about like hard drugs.
So you know, this happened
like crack and heroin.
This happened around 2011. Yeah, Katie Edwards was talking about this, and she said that he had her do it because that way he wouldn't get caught. He said no one is going to pull over a pregnant girl. And she said, like you said, Steve, like you admit, you put out there, sometimes it was pills, she said, cocaine, sometimes it would be heroin, sometimes it would be crack. It was just like a smorgasbord. You never knew what you were going to get. You know, I remember being in that hotel lobby in Santa Monica and seeing Matthew Perry there, and he was having a meeting with somebody. But now I wonder what kind of meeting it was.
What was it, with a pregnant woman?
You just never know. I mean, I just assumed it was a power meeting with somebody in the lobby. But gosh, with all the stuff that he was basically, she's saying he was into, like he could have made a deal with somebody, but had her go pick it up.
Yeah.
So that could have been, I mean, what I saw could have been a meeting about anything.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I haven't been keeping in touch. I know he battled some issues. I did not know it was down to the road of where he was getting crack and heroin and all those things. And his rationale, although messed up, I could see what he's saying. I would never expect if I saw a pregnant woman in the streets just talking to a random person, like handing over like maybe a bag. I would never think that they were she was purchasing like crack.
Well, now you know that it could be a watermelon under her belly because they pulled over one woman that was had it filled up with cocaine. So apparently they've caught on to Matthew's idea. $4,000 a day he'd pay her to get the drugs.
Was she pregnant with his kid?
That's a good question.
I would imagine.
I don't know.
This is
pregnant ex-girlfriend. Does he have children? I don't know much about. This is some stuff coming out about Matthew Perry that I did not know. I didn't know he had I know he battled some issues, but I didn't know it was.
I didn't know it was on this level.
Yeah, this is high level. One time he even super glued his hands to his legs, and she had to use nail polish to remove them to get unstuck.
What was he doing that for?
I have no idea.
It sounds like a train wreck.
It's probably high. Yeah. I'm never doing drugs again. I could stop doing drugs is by super gluing my hands to my legs.
And then 10 minutes later, he's like, help, I can't do anything. Help.
You might be right, Steve. you know what? That could be a way to not do drugs, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean,
yeah.
This is a special episode of Friends.
Yeah, it is.
Matthew Perry has no kids.
No kids.
Wait. So then that's not, it was a girlfriend. So he was, okay. I mean, look. Sometimes you have people in your life, no matter what they got going on, but, you know, chances are she might have been an addict herself.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to make those assumptions.
Well, I mean, like, why would, if you're pregnant and it's not your and it's not his kid and he's a massive addict, why would you be doing anything like this? Maybe she needed the money, maybe. But, I mean, knowing just the circles.
I'll pass up that opportunity to be with Matthew Perry from Friends.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, when you're in a bad way like he was and you're in a relationship, chances are, you know what I mean? Because a person that's not an addict wouldn't put up with that. You know what I mean? Even if it is Matthew Perry, that's unless she needed the money or she was also in a situation herself when it comes to addiction.
Yeah, I don't know like how charming of a
because
person
it wasn't his kid. What? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. He's with somebody who's pregnant and it's not his unless he didn't know it wasn't his.
Well, I have no idea.
Or, I mean, God forbid, I don't know if she lost the baby. I go, that's another thing I don't know, but we don't have any information. But it's all messed up.
According to this article, it said that he would emotionally blackmail her in the sense of like, well, if you don't go do it, then I'm going to go do it. And the paparazzi are going to find me. And, you know, the police are going to find me. And then I'm going to go to jail. She's like, no, I'll do it. I'll do it.
God, that's what a horrible situation to put a person in.
Well, yeah. I hope he's turning his life around.
Says here, he's reportedly clean and engaged to his 29-year-old girlfriend.
So she's not getting him drugs, is that?
Yeah, and Katie, of course, is the pregnant, you know, the one that's telling this story, the former pregnant girlfriend, says she's happy for him, so no hard feelings from her.
So David in Bremerton says, you guys remember in one of the later seasons, the finale, he was really heavy, sad looking, and then in the season premiere, supposed to pick up where the finale left off, and you could see that he was super skinny. His hair was bigger than his head at that point. I honestly was not paying that much attention to Friends. I was more of a Joey guy anyway, so I was more focused on how he was looking, and he always looked good.
And honestly, Steve, I can't speak for you, but I was really ignorant to like being able to see the physical signs of drug abuse. You know, now we know. I mean, we know more now than we did back in the 90s.
Yeah, well, I mean, also in the 90s, I was in my teens. So, like, for me, watching that show, I never thought, like, anything of it. I was just like, oh, yeah, this guy probably lost a bunch. If anything, maybe I would have been like, oh, he must have lost a bunch of weight during the offseason.
Yeah, you figure what healthy way he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we didn't realize, at least I didn't know that, oh, wait, there are some drugs that can really skinny you up quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember it was the episode, I believe, where he proposed to Monica, and then in the next season, he was really, really skinny. And it looked really weird because his head looked like a just big meatball on a toothpick.
Isn't that insane? I mean, he lost all that weight in that amount of time. And maybe, in a way, maybe that's why he started doing stuff, because he knew he had to get skinnier, and maybe people were talking about it. Because there's in Hollywood, you know, your body being skinny is an important thing. I mean, some folks are unhealthily looking skinny just so they look good for the camera.
Well, a lot of it, I think, too, he started his addiction when he had gone into, I believe, a skiing accident or something, and he got addicted to pain pills. And that's where it started. And
really?
So,
that's where it started?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he went all the way from that to crack and heroin and all that. And cocaine, though, cocaine's different than the pain pill thing.
That might have been a whole other thing.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, that's the Hollywood party lifestyle, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe that the pain pill is where cocaine started.
The cocaine probably happened around when he decided to agree to be in the Odd Couple remake, and he was just like, oh, what am I doing? And sadly, I enjoyed that show.
Yeah. I never really watched it much, so I can't comment on it. Unfortunately, wow. That's a beating. Well, we got a woman who actually ate gas station sushi. And because of that, ended up hallucinating for months from gas station sushi. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17. on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A medical professor from the University of Illinois just shared the case of a 34-year-old woman who ate five-day-old gas station sushi.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And then began suffering hallucinations, insomnia, and incontinence. Which means she was, going pee-pee everywhere.
Wet in the bed, yeah.
Oh, she was going pee-pee everywhere.
Well, one of those three sounds pretty awesome. Other than that,
yeah.
Not in.
See, I already pretty much have to really go to the bathroom a lot. Don't have me have incontinence at this point. It's going to be like, geez, forget about it.
But then she, I haven't watched, the joke has been going on forever. They don't mess with gas station sushi.
Especially if you let it sit for 5 days.
Well, that on top of it, yeah.
Yeah, she had all sorts of tests. Doctors were like, we don't know what the hell is going on here. She was rushed to the hospital because she had seizures. And doctors were like, whoa. Turns out she had a huge tapeworm living inside her. Okay.
That's where
I mean, that's I remember people had that like in the 30s and 40s and stuff. And
you hear those stories about sushi, some people getting that.
People
that are like trying to make it themselves and they don't get the proper fish or like.
Yeah, that's, I don't need that.
Yeah. Time to just stick with the avocado rolls, boys. Yeah.
Good news is they gave her a pill to kill it and she made a full recovery. So at least we have a pill we can kill tapeworm with.
Yeah. Can I just get that pill and that way I could just not have any fears?
Have it ready.
Right. Just about to eat some sushi.
And her reason was simple. She goes, I was hungry, but all the restaurants were closed, so I just ate what was in my fridge, which was the sushi she bought 5 days earlier. What is going on in her life, seriously, that she doesn't have any food in her fridge?
Well, some people live that single lifestyle, man. They don't have anything in their fridge. They get everything takeout. I know some people like that.
Wow.
Like, all they have is maybe like beer and condiments.
Wow, I don't know that. See, I'm a
leftovers.
I'm the frozen guy. I always have at least either cans of soup or frozen dinners. I have something at least.
Well, they might have that, and maybe it's just like, I don't want to have a can of soup.
So you're going to have five-day-old sushi?
Well, I would have. Personally, sushi doesn't last long enough to be 5 days old in my house. It's like, yeah, I eat it that night.
Yeah.
I don't ever have a leftover sushi roll.
Yeah, according to her, it seems
I'll just throw it away if I couldn't finish it, but I've never not been able to finish it, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way. And there's going to be no day-old sushi in your life.
No, there's nothing. I have no leftovers from anything I order.
Yeah.
So she's, honestly, I could see this happening to my mom.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
Because she's that kind of person. She
doesn't, bites.
She doesn't keep a lot of stuff in her refrigerator, and I could see her just being like out at a gas station and being like, "Ah, I'm hungry. I'm going to buy this," and then forgetting when she bought it, and then just being like, "Oh, I'm going to have this leftover."
Oh, that's bad. You need. You know what?
Yeah.
At that point,
tell her to stick with the corn dogs.
I mean, they put expiration dates on these things, don't they?
Do they? I don't even know.
I think they do. I mean, they're legally supposed to.
Or a pack day. They either put an expiration date or a pack day. One of the two they have to put on there.
But who's reading that?
I am not her. Because I don't want to die or get a tapeworm. Who's reading that? Anybody that's going to brain Steve should be reading that.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, she's definitely not reading that.
It didn't say how old she was. I wish it did.
There have been times where I've taken a swig of something or eaten something.
She was 34.
Well, there's been times where I've taken a swig or eaten something where I'm just like, that didn't taste right. And then I checked the expired date. I'm like, oh, man. Son of a gun.
I did that.
But at least
once.
You tasted it, Steve, and yeah. realized, okay, this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
5-day-old sushi, or is it because sushi tastes the way it tastes anyway? I don't understand.
No, I think you know when you've gotten bad sushi. At least I remember that.
At 34 years old, she can't blame, like, being old. Is she just ignorant?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's a learning experience at that point.
Well, she probably lost a few pounds from it all. So I mean,
yeah. I think
she got to hallucinate for a month.
Your parents failed you if they don't tell you about, hey, look at expiration dates. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to tell your kid if they go on their own, prepare them for a few things? Like, don't eat stuff that, what? I don't know.
So they used to live in Oklahoma. There would be a sushi restaurant instead of a gas station. It was actually very good and very healthy, very fresh.
Well, we're not criticizing even gas station sushi. I know some people will make fun of getting some of the gas station. But if you leave anything out for 5 days that was freshly prepared, like sushi is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. It doesn't have preservatives usually.
But for the most part, I will stay away from any sushi at a gas station unless it's like a non-raw fish sushi. Like if it was just like a California roll or a avocado roll, I'm like, well, you can't really hurt me.
But what about it's the hallucinations, Steve?
Well, now that I know that.
What about the incontinence, man?
I need to find some like random sketch gas station around between here in Puyallup and get myself some sushi.
Okay, random sketch gas stations. If you could identify yourself, Steve, and I want to go on a trip, if you know what I mean.
See, in my head, I was trying to like justify. I'm like, maybe she's broke and she really just needed it. I just think she's dumb because she says she tried essential oils, melatonin, and special tea to help her sleep, but nothing worked.
Oh, gosh.
Special tea?
Okay,
so she's got essential oils and she's got melatonin. So she's smart enough to at least know about that world, unless she's Nancy Natural and doesn't like to, I don't know.
So it says, hey, I'm a bachelor. All I have, condiments and drinks in my fridge. The rest is takeout food otherwise. All
right. I got to tell you something, Mr. Bachelor, you know what? Throw a couple of cans of soup somewhere and a frozen dinner somewhere. That way, at least you have an emergency. You got something in case the restaurants are closed.
I'd recommend more of a personal pizza if you're going to have some kind of frozen food in your house.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good choice.
You can't go wrong with a good old personal pizza.
Yeah.
Can of soup, that's the last thing I would think of making.
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes in the winter, man.
Oh, so good. Chunky beef stews.
Yes.
Oh, those are so good.
That's right. Yeah, it's all about the Costco soups, man. They come in the little plastic containers. They have our baked potato soups and clam chowder.
Look, they're good.
Mm. Those are pretty.
But they don't stay long. You can leave a can of chunky soup on your shelf for a few months.
Put it in the freezer.
See?
Ooh.
I'm not trying to offend you guys. But to me, soup, it's like an appetizer at best. I do not.
I agree. You're not having the right soup.
No, I've had great soup. Yeah. And I've gone to places known for their soup, and I'll get it as an appetizer, but I'm also going to get something. It's just like I'm drinking my meal. Like,
you definitely need a sandwich if you're going to have soup. It needs to be like a side dish.
If you've never had a soup solo and you've always had like soup and sandwich, I could understand why you would not have that. But man, just like a big pot of like bean soup. I remember my grandma doing that and it was just amazing.
No, look, I've gone, like, I remember that used to be our tradition. We'd go to like Duke's after Seahawk games back when I had season tickets, and we would just always get the big ass bowl of clam chowder.
Nice.
And it was like, be nice and full. But then like once we get in the car, I'm like, I'm kind of hungry again.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's just like,
well, then I can't help you now.
I can't disagree with you. If I'm at a restaurant,
that filling for me.
If I'm at a restaurant, soup is always an appetizer.
Yes.
I'm with you, Steve. But I get the cup so I can have my main meal.
Exactly.
See, if you get the bowl, and I used to do this, then you feel like, oh, I'm a glutton. Look at me, because I still want my main course.
See, that's like, I love the Olive Garden when they do the soup, salad, and breadsticks, the endless ones. I would just get so much soup.
Another reason why Olive Garden's amazing. That's all. I will say this, though, Steve. If you're having soup as your main meal, you have to have stuff with it.
Whether it's got to be a lot of stuff in it.
You put a lot of bread, get a lot of crackers. Like, if you're doing clam chowder, the idea is you fill up on those special little crackers they give you.
Those are awesome.
So you don't just have the crackers. You don't just have the chowder. Or, in my house, it was the poor man's version, saltines. You would throw the saltines in the clam chowder.
Yeah. Also delicious.
And that would fill you up. But I think, make a point, Steve. I think, growing up in a sort of middle class, lower middle class life, I think it was meant to basically, here's your soup, it's cheap, and here's the saltines, it's cheap, fill yourself up.
Because I mean, I remember when I was younger, I used to love lentil soup. Like, that was my thing.
Lentil's good?
Yeah.
Or the was it the green?
Progresso.
Oh, was it ham?
Yes.
Split pea soup.
Split pea soup is fantastic. Don't get me wrong.
Look at Dan.
I don't hate soup. I just rather have like something with more substance. Like when people are like, oh, let's go get pho. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I hate pho.
Oh.
It's fine. I mean,
it's fine.
I hate it so much, it's fine. Yeah.
But it's like, I'm going to have to eat something in an hour.
You're not wrong.
Right?
Yeah, unless you get sandwiches. Like a ton of noodles with your pho, or you get some great appetizers with the pho, which you can fill up on. But you're right. I'm not a pho fan either. Some people love pho.
No, there are people that are obsessed with that. I have friends that whenever we grab lunch, like that's the only place they want to go get lunch, to the point where I don't get lunch with that person anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against that person, but it's like, he will not agree to any place to go eat other than a pho place. And I was just like, at some point, I'm like, you know,
buddy,
company's not that awesome.
Yeah.
For me to have to just have this pho every time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we gotta, come on, mix
I'll
it up.
I'll text you, see how you've been. That's about it.
Mix it up.
That's a comfort food. Like when I'm not feeling well or it's rainy day, you want to go home and like take it with you so you can eat in your pajamas. Like to eat it for like a company kind of business meal, it's sloppy, or even like on a day your nose starts running because it's warm and you put too much sriracha in it. It's not a pretty look while you're eating.
A lot of slurping.
Yeah. It's not attractive.
Now I want soup. I want soup so bad now.
Into the slurping.
Someone says, I agree with you, Meg. Soup is either an appetizer or something you eat when you're sick.
Yeah. Okay.
What about ramen noodles? Ramen noodles, well, that was a college go-to.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, does anybody really want ramen noodles after when you can afford anything else?
Sometimes.
I like to spice it up a little bit.
I've never had ramen noodles just by themselves like you kids do.
Well, that's fine, but nowadays there's the fancy ramen. Yeah. So like there's the Izuki ramen or whatever in West Seattle, and that place they put like eggs in it and meat. It's
so good. Now you're talking fanciness. That's different.
I think Joey's, that restaurant, for a while they had a ramen noodle that was really good because they just threw a bunch of stuff in there as well. But my wife will use the ramen noodles to make like a ramen noodle salad. And that's pretty delicious.
Oh.
Hmm.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, but just having ramen by itself.
Because it's called a salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. I've learned that too.
That's how that works.
Yeah. On Friday, Steve did get this one right, but he took too many guesses.
Beginning with V, what is the real first name of professional athlete Bo Jackson?
Vulva?
No.
Vulva Jackson, everybody.
Oh my Vic?
God. No.
Vance.
No.
So close.
I don't know what Bo Jackson. Bo.
What car manufacturer makes
Vinny.
This?
Vinny.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. I should have said Vinny, not Volva.
You should have probably said Vinny, not Vance. Is really what Volva was a good, funny
Vance.
Guess. But Vince should have been go-to before Vance.
Vance seems like a good guess.
I think Vince is a more common name than Vance.
True, but Vance sounds powerful, and Bo Jackson was.
Vance.
It's true. Yeah, you say like Vance.
And that's what they knew as a child. Here he is, a little infant. Hey, look at him. He looks like he's going to be too sport powerful. We'll call him Vance.
I mean, you could set the tone early.
Vance.
Or Vince.
Vance.
Yeah,
Vance.
I like it.
Well, either way, you have a shot at beating Steve. We're not going to call Vance because it's powerful. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.